Speaking of waste, it would be a major waste if we wouldn't bring up the most important unimportant news of the past month or two. The submarine. Well, we have you, such a prominent journalist who hunts bad journalism, as I have you ranked in my head at the show. And no, we won't talk about the details of the case, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Already been there, done that, like a million by a million outlets. What's more interesting, though, is using it as a small case study on why certain things grab people's attention, while others, which maybe should, don't. The classic, oh, you didn't talk about the hundreds of Pakistanis dying on a refugee boat, but you're obsessed over a bunch of millionaires basically ritually money pig style executing themselves. This makes absolute sense as a moralist position, but the more interesting question is why? Why is it that some stories captivate so much and yet others don't? Is it simple desensitization on hearing about how the poor and the working are annihilated on a daily basis, or is it something different?
That's a really tough question. I guess there's a phenomenon in journalism studies called the man bites dog phenomenon, which means that something like dog bites man is so common nowadays that it will never get into the newspapers. But when if a man bites a dog, that's uncommon enough to the point where that's actually newsworthy that it happens. And I guess billionaires dying, well, they weren't billionaires, but very wealthy people dying down below hunting for the Titanic was sexy enough and interesting enough and unusual enough that it, makes worldwide stories all over the place, literally front page news in pretty much every continent in the world. It's kind of similar to something that's called missing white woman syndrome, whereby if a rich white lady goes missing, suddenly that becomes newsworthy. Whereas if a poor black lady in the United States goes missing, nobody really cares, and it's certainly not going to inspire a lot of column inches or, stories on TV news or whatever. I think with this submarine thing, it's kind of politically neutral in a way. It's very interesting. It's quite a titillating story. It's got the Titanic angle, but perhaps more importantly, there's no real political message here. It's just a, oh, isn't this interesting? Why don't you get involved in this? Whereas with the refugee stuff, I think if you have to cover that at all, people will start asking very inconvenient questions. They'll start asking, why are they coming? Shouldn't we be helping them? What's happening in their countries that is causing them to leave and come over here? And the minute you start asking that, you start getting into this very uncomfortable territory for people who own media outlets or perhaps are high up in government, because ultimately these people are coming from places like Syria, Afghanistan, and Libya. They're not coming from countries like, for instance, Saudi Arabia or Jordan. And the reason that they're not coming from those countries is because the United States and its NATO allies haven't destroyed those countries with bombs. They haven't turned those countries into just craters. And so when people don't have their countries smashed up, they tend to like stay there. But ultimately, it would force us to start confronting the fact that these people are coming as a direct consequence of Western imperialism, the fact that these countries were turned into, open air slave markets in some cases. So it really opens up a lot of questions that I don't think people in the media really want the public to really start thinking about. And that's doubly so as it seems like the Coast Guard might have even been responsible for this sinking in the Mediterranean. So really, I think it's just more politically expedient to cover rich people's troubles rather than the troubles of hundreds of poor people. And that's always been the case. I mean, our media is run by and for the wealthy. And so plane crashes get much more airtime than bus crashes, specifically in many reasons, because one, they're slightly less common, but two, rich people are involved rather than poor people. And so ultimately, in our media, rich people, when they suffer a tragedy, they're considered worthy victims. But when, poor people of color who are fleeing from the consequences of our wars and our economic and military and foreign policy decisions, when they try and desperately search for a better life and they die in some way, they're basically considered unworthy of any sort of news attention. And so ultimately, I think that kind of explains the disparity in coverage.